not leaders, ostracized by men and other women for being too aggressive and conflicted about engaging in any behavior that could be construed as less than collaborative, nice girls the world over simply don't lead. Put a woman in a room filled predominantly with men, and she will frequently acquiesce to their audibly louder voices, physically larger presence, and supposedly greater expertise. Ironically, if ever there was a time in history that cried out for women's leadership, that time is now. From boardrooms to nonprofit organizations to the military, there is a new generation of workers and volunteers who reject hierarchical leadership. A leader can no longer say jump and hear the response, how high? And this is where you come in. Whether acquired through nature or nurture, women's adeptness at building relationships, encouraging and motivating others to succeed, carefully crafting their communications, and creating environments of trust and safety represent but a few of the behaviors that qualify them as outstanding contemporary leaders. In considering the women whom I think portray the characteristics of effective leaders, I came up with this list. Hillary Rodham Clinton, former First Lady of the United States and Senator from New York. Anne Mulcahy, President of Xerox. Billie Jean King, pioneer in the field of women's tennis. Elizabeth Dole, Senator from North Carolina. Pat Summitt, coach of the Tennessee Volunteers women's basketball team. Mary Kay Ash, founder of Mary Kay Cosmetics. Wilma Mankiller, former principal chief of the Cherokee Nation. Gail Evans, author and former executive with CNN. Debbie Fields, founder of Mrs. Fields Cookies. Coretta Scott King, civil rights leader. Mother Teresa, humanitarian. Sherry Lansing, former CEO of Paramount Pictures. Vera Wang, designer and head of a fashion empire. Margaret Thatcher, former Prime Minister of Great Britain. Golda Meir, former Prime Minister of Israel. Sandra Day O'Connor, former U.S. Supreme Court Justice. And Meg Whitman, President and CEO of eBay. You may wonder why I include certain women and not others. Despite the fact that she's successful and leads or has led various kinds of enterprises or causes, if a woman doesn't pass my very scientific beer test, would I enjoy sitting down and having a beer or a cup of coffee with her? She didn't make the list. Great leaders are those who make others feel comfortable around them and possess high emotional intelligence. Without displaying an inordinate need to please others, they're just plain likable. If you're one of those people who say, "I'm not here to win a popularity contest, I'm here to get the job done," think again. People either won't follow or sabotage the efforts of leaders they don't like. There's one more thing each of the women included as role models have in common, and it defines leadership: the ability to get people to follow them. If there's a leader, there must be at least one follower. And what followers expect from leaders today are the behaviors and characteristics that women have traditionally been socialized to exhibit. Today's followers want to be muscled less and influenced more, criticized less and rewarded more, directed less and included more. It's not that men can't or don't display these qualities, but rather that women, when given the opportunity, tend to do so with greater ease, confidence, and comfort. After creating a list of women leaders I most admire, I then created a matrix of the behaviors they were known for. And to even my surprise, I found that these women have several things in common: clear vision of what they want to accomplish, ability to balance the strategic with the tactical, willingness to take risks, ability to influence others, ability to inspire and motivate others, ability to build teams of people to help them achieve their vision, and high emotional intelligence. The exercise not only served to reinforce that I was on the right track, but also formed the basis of each part of this program.